Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, March 27, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Battle of New Carthage. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast that delves into the fascinating facets of history, technology, and the moral conundrums of our times. I'm Alloy, your guide on this intellectual journey. Today, we're diving into a pivotal moment from antiquity, the Battle of New Carthage. Imagine the Mediterranean, over 2,000 years ago, where the Roman Republic is on the rise, clashing with the great city-state of Carthage in a struggle for supremacy. It's here that the Battle of New Carthage unfolds, a crucial conflict during the wider Second Punic War that lasted from 218 to 201 BC. But why does this particular battle, fought in the spring of 209 BC, merit our attention? Simply put, it showcases the tactical genius of one of ancient Rome's most venerated military commanders, Publius Cornelius Scipio, later known as Scipio Africanus. The way he seizes New Carthage, a strategically vital Carthaginian base on the Iberian Peninsula, is a testament to both strategic acumen and bold risk-taking. At its heart, the Battle of New Carthage is a tale of surprise and daring. The Carthaginians, confident in the strength of their walls and their location on a narrow isthmus, were caught off guard. Scipio, having meticulously gathered intelligence, identified a lagoon that was fordable during low tide. He used it as part of his multi-pronged attack, striking New Carthage from an unexpected direction. Ask yourself, how often do we face seemingly insurmountable challenges in life and work? It's the cunning approach, the one we least expect, that often leads to a breakthrough, as demonstrated by Scipio during this historic siege. Now you might be thinking, this is all ancient history. What does it have to do with me? Here's the thing. Scipio's victory not only turned the tide of the war, but also had lasting repercussions on the power dynamics of the Mediterranean world. It serves as a reminder that sometimes a single bold move can alter the course of history. So, what's our new Carthage today? Could it be that advancing technology or the way we address climate change echoes this age-old story of seizing the moment against the odds? But let's get back to the battlefield. Scipio's forces, about 25,000 strong, launched their assault with a threefold approach. While the main force attacked the city walls, a secondary force tackled the tricky lagoon, and a third detachment sailed directly into the harbor. Ingenious, right? This approach completely overwhelmed the Carthaginians, leading to a swift Roman victory. The Carthaginian commander, Mago, was undoubtedly disconcerted by this unexpected turn of events. His garrison was well prepared to repel a direct assault, but had not anticipated Scipio's cunning plan. It's a powerful reminder that in any conflict, adaptability and innovative thinking can trump brute force. Moreover, this battle highlights the significance of intelligence in warfare. Scipio's success depended on accurate information, gathered by spies and local allies. It underscores how critical it is to truly understand the environment and the opponent, a lesson as relevant to business strategy and political negotiation today as it was to ancient military tactics. After the fall of New Carthage, the consequences were profound. Scipio secured not only an essential naval base, but also vast stores of supplies and war material. Even more impactful was the boost in morale and prestige for Rome and Scipio himself. It signaled a shift in momentum in the long war against Hannibal and his formidable Carthaginian armies. So, what does this episode from ancient times teach us? It reminds us that victory can come from understanding our own strengths and the vulnerabilities of our challenges. Agility, surprise, and the right information can make all the difference, no matter the arena we find ourselves in. As we wrap up, I want to leave you with a couple of questions to ponder. How can we apply Scipio's strategic insights to our modern challenges? In the battles we face today, whether they're personal, professional, or societal, what is our lagoon, that hidden path to an unexpected victory? If this tale of ancient strategy and conquest piqued your interest, I encourage you to explore the full account of the Battle of New Carthage. Dive into the strategies, the characters, and the nuances that a short podcast simply can't cover. Go on, be your own Scipio. Seize the knowledge that might just give you an edge in your own battles. Thank you for tuning in to Wikipedia. Before you go, please share your thoughts on this episode. How do you relate to the story of the Battle of New Carthage? Have you ever had a Scipio moment yourself? You can engage with fellow listeners and share your insights on our social media platforms. Until next time, keep channeling your inner tactician, stay curious, and continue joining us for more explorations into the endless pages of history and beyond. This is Aloy, signing off.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Battle of New Carthage. Thanks for listening. See you next time.